When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday, celebrating everything funky for the weekend. Oh, yeah. If you would like to make a request, 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru just jumped out of the TARDIS. He's now got the whole... He's got the whole thing happening. He's got the heels. He's got Shaft and Superfly swimming around. Esmeralda cardboard everywhere. She's spinning on her head right now. She's Esmeralda. And then Double V, man, I don't even know what he's doing. He's verified, though. And I'm wiki-wiki-ing it. 312-981-7200 for your requests right now. Fly Jam Friday. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. We celebrate Fly Jams, R&B, funky stuff. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is ready for your requests. That one was mine. That's Lil Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow with Bounce With Me. He was little, and he was bow wowing.
He was Lil.
He was Lil. Lil Bow Wow. Now, do you remember that song, Esmeralda?
It sounded familiar. I was thinking it was ABC.
No, it's Lil Bow Wow. And do you know what movie Bounce With Me by Lil Bow Wow is from?
Is it that one where he plays basketball?
No. He was in a movie where he plays basketball?
I don't know. I think so. Probably.
Was he Lil Bow Wow or just Bow Wow? Because now he's just Bow Wow.
Right. Well, he's not Lil anymore. So.
How come he's not Big Bow Wow?
That's his dad? I don't know.
Captain Bow Wow. General Bow Wow. Dr. Bow Wow. What if your doctor's name was Bow Wow? Like if you go to the doctor's office, how you doing? I'm Dr. Bow Wow. Yeah, thanks. I'll pass, Dr. Bow Wow. Anyway, it was from Big Mama's House.
Got it.
That movie was horrible, and they made five of them. Didn't they make five of them? Of the Big Mama's House?
At least three.
Martin Lawrence running around. Fat. Woman. See, that's funny. Hey, Esmeralda, you can pick the third request for this morning, all right? I'll pick two and you pick one.
Okay.
You haven't picked one in a while, so just pick one and let Dan know.
Okay.
All right? Okay. 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams Friday. All right, Tony requested this one. Yeah, man, Wilson Pickett. And it's one of my favorite Fly Jam names of all time. That's one of the best names in music ever. Wilson Pickett. That's one of the coolest names. I want to be Wilson Pickett. I want to change my name to Nick Pickett. Then people are going to go, stay away from your nose. That's because that's what you're picking. All right. See, 773 area code requested this, and you can request right now, 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday. The request lines are open. 773 wanted this. Are we in love or just friends? Is this my beginning? That is such a great song. That is a great song by the Three Degrees. Another great name for a fly jam band, the Three Degrees. Yeah. When will I see you again? All right. Fly Jams Friday continues. 312-981-7200. Hey, look, it's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
What's up?
Hi.
Well, first of all, your station is filthy.
It is.
I've heard jokes in school, but wow.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad that. And how old are you, Jasmine?
16.
You're 16. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you should be listening.
Yeah, I've heard worse in school.
I've heard worse in school. Okay, good. And that's from the teachers. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it now.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Jasmine. I'm an idiot.
Can you please play Bad by Michael Jackson?
All right. Yeah. Wow. You like Michael Jackson, Jasmine?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And congratulations on being sober.
Well, thank you, Jasmine. That's sweet. Have a good morning, okay?
Bye.
Bye. That's nice. Hey, do you guys remember who directed the video for Bad?
It wasn't Landis, was it?
No.
No.
What? What were you going to say?
Why was I thinking? No, I was thinking.
Who were you thinking?
What's his name?
It might be right. It might be right.
I was thinking Wesley Snipes, but that's not.
Wesley Snipes? Wesley Snipes is in the video.
Yeah, that's. I was thinking that.
He's one of the.
Directing.
Martin Scorsese directed the video for Bad. I'm not kidding. He did.
No, I believe that.
No, I know. It's not high on his resume. When Jim and I talk about Martin Scorsese for part two of the podcast, I don't think we're going to talk about the Bad video.
I like the one where they're all little kids.
Well, they're who little kids?
Yeah, there's a version
where they're little kids.
Yeah,
oh, I don't remember it's that. I just remember him going, "You think you're bad?" Like he's trying to be a hard guy, and I just remember laughing out loud at it. You know, and saying, "Marty, I'm glad the check cleared." That's all I can say. So, all right, I prefer "Fat" by Weird Al.
That one's good too.
That's the greatest thing ever because it's Weird Al. By the way, Weird Al makes a cameo in Popstar, and you won't recognize him. I had to tell my dad it was Weird Al. I was like, that's Weird Al Yankovic. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is. So look for it. It's towards the end of the movie. Look hard, because you won't recognize him. But he's in it, and it's hilarious. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, then more Fly Jams Friday. Lines are open for your request. Funky Friday, 312-981-7200.
She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. Till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and my buddy, the best, Steve Cochran at 6. That, of course, was Outkast from the, what's the name of the album?
Stanktonia.
Stanktonia. Stankosaurus? Stanka Village. Now that was it. Now that album is both of them like doing the songs.
That was yes. That was before the single
Rock Box and the other one. What's it called? Lock Box.
The Love Below and Speaker Box.
Right. Lock Box. Yeah. Al Gore was on the album and he had a song called Lock Box. That's Andre 3000 and Big Boy. Outkast. That's a good album.
Fantastic album.
Yeah, it's a great one. That came out, what was it, like 2000, 2001 when that one came out? Something along those lines?
I think my favorite off of that one was Bombs Over Baghdad.
That's a great song.
That is like get the party started.
Now that is a jam.
Yeah.
That is, I should have picked that one. The hell is wrong with me? Jeez. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, how come you're not in here?
Oh, I just realized.
What is like? Are you just upset about it? Do you just not want to be in the same room with me?
I completely forgot. And usually Mary like, comes in too, so yeah. Like that's kind of the signal. And
right.
I just completely.
All right. I just thought. Do I offend?
No, that was good because I spaced out.
Okay. I was just checking. I could get some air freshener in here if you'd like. There's Mary. Hi, Mary. She's here. All right, let's go to this. Donna requested this one. Lover's Concerto by The Toys, one of Donna's all-time favorites, and I think you'll like it. I do like it. Hi, Esmeralda. Welcome to welcome to Studio A.
I like that Mary's like, I saw her, and they're just singing. Like, yeah, I kind of got
that. Is that what it was happening?
I got preoccupied.
She didn't come in because she didn't want to interrupt your singing? Is that what it was?
I don't know. She saw me singing.
For those of you who don't know, there's a traffic room where it's a locker, and we lock up the traffic reporters
right.
in there, And Esmeralda does her last report, the 4:45 report. She comes in here after the 4:30 news,
yeah.
and she joins me in studio for the last like half hour of the show. And she didn't come in, and I thought, well, after the 4:30, she was just sitting there, and I'm like, okay.
I was enjoying some Outkast.
You were enjoying Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
All right. I swear to you, every time I think of Outkast, I think of that damn Key and Peele sketch, and I keep thinking that that's why they broke up, then, because Andre 3000 is running around with a Robin Hood hat on, eating birdseed. Why does your breath smell like birdseed?
I forget. What does he get he gets the coffee.
It's in a vase. I can't remember what it was served in a vase. I can't remember the order, but it's served in a large vase.
Very good.
Oh, great news. I don't know if you know this or not. Every single sketch that Key and Peele have ever done in their 5 years is available now online. Every single one.
Oh.
Speaking of Key and Peele. Oh. Every single sketch. Now, for a while, they would just do certain sketches because they wanted people to watch the show.
Right.
So there were, you know, they'd throw out two or three sketches per show. Or maybe one or two per show that you can see online. Because they wanted you to go to Comedy Central and watch the show.
Of course.
Well, now that they're done, every single sketch, I could spend a week straight just watching nothing but Key and Peele.
Yeah.
God. Oh. All right. Okay. Hey, it's Fly Jam Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
You know, usually when I call in, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but today I'm very serious. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, bud.
On your real anniversary and your first year of sobriety.
Thank you, man.
May you have many decades more until you're finally cured.
I hope so. Thank you, Bob. It's not easy, my friend, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
I've searched all over for a fly jam about beating drinking, and I couldn't find one anywhere.
Because they're all about drinking, Bob. That's why.
Yes, I know. Well, I couldn't find one, so I went and since it's all about your success this morning, I went back to your main man, George Michael, and I chose his hit, One More Try, in honor of you deciding a year ago to give your life one more try.
Oh, man, Bob. All right. Oh, so I don't wanna learn to hold you, son, to you. Think you're mine, because
just as I
All right, Bob. Thank you, man. You know, by the way, that song is used in Keanu to hilarious effect. So I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks, man.
Take care, Nick.
Okay, buddy. See you later. Thanks. I appreciate that, Bob. Yeah, tomorrow is, for those who weren't listening an hour ago, tomorrow, the 11th, is a year of me not boozing. So, again, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Okay, 847 area code requested this.
I stopped in shock when I saw you with another fellow.
Yeah. 847 area code said, Nick, the song Remember the Rain by 21st Century is fly! Exclamation point. See, they mean business.
I mean, that was fly.
Yeah, very fly.
I mean, do you remember the rain?
All the time. Now, and you know, New Edition asks you if you can stand the rain.
Oh.
Can you stand the rain?
So you remember it and then can you stand it?
Exactly. I remember we played two of those New Edition songs and you went, oh.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know that they went down that route.
Right.
Can You Stand the Rain was one of them that we played. That was good. That album's good, man. That in 1989?
Sure.
I can't remember the name of the album, but it's got Can You Stand the Rain on it and all kinds of jams. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Only took a week.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Oh.
One more time, Dan.
Oh.
Okay. By way of explanation, that's from the movie Keanu, which more of you should have seen because it's the funniest movie of the year.
Oh.
That's so good.
That's a reaction. It's not Keanu. It's not Key or Peele. It's the guy. What the hell is his name? He's in that. We talked about him last night or yesterday morning.
Corey Hawkins?
Yes.
That's
him. He played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton. And my favorite reaction, one of the biggest laughs in Keanu, is after Key goes off on him like a gangster, he goes,
oh.
And it just, just hilarious. Oh, my God. So funny. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some lines open. DJ Shagru is here, and we are ready for your request for Fly Jams Friday. Here is Paul. Oh. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme by Partners in Crime. K-R-Y-M-E. Crime.
Oh.
Oh.
This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, give me a report. Call April O'Neill in on this case. And you better hurry up, there's no time to wait. We need help right quick on the double. Have pity on the city, man, it's in trouble. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger. They didn't say we'd be there in half an hour, cause they displayed
I totally forgot about that song.
I didn't know this existed.
I was obsessed with that song.
Is this from the movie?
The first movie,
one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It played over the credits, and I remember rewinding it and just playing it off my TV.
Was that when you started to become DJ Shagru?
Apparently so.
Wow. I like that they have the robotic turtle power voice.
Bah, bah, bah.
I'm glad they spelled out turtle. That's,
yeah.
It's very fly.
Totally forgot about that song, man. I totally forgot it. Now, I remember the ice, Vanilla Ice song from the second one, The Secret of the Ooze.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one, but I had forgotten about the...
See, I really like the first one. I can't believe I don't remember the Partners. Theme.
Well, Dan remembers.
Yeah.
Partners in Crime, K-R...
Oh!
Oh. Oh, man, that's not going to get tired. No, we're not going to wear that out at all. All right.
Fantasy,
Wow. All right. Fly Jams Friday continues, everybody. And Esmeralda Leon chose this. Can you care to explain?
Oh, it's Crystal Waters.
That's Crystal Waters.
Yeah, 100% pure love.
Okay. She had what was her biggest hit?
100% pure love.
No, no, no. She had a different. What? She had another one. She had another one that was bigger.
All right.
That
Dennis Rodman song? Is that what you're talking about?
That's from the movie Double Team with Van Damme. She had another. I'm telling you, she had a bigger hit.
I guess.
I think she did. I'm almost positive she did. Dan, do you know?
Billboard chart is loading.
Okay, the Billboard chart is loading. While that's loading, why don't we...
Gypsy Woman, She Is Homeless,
That's it. That's the one. Can you find that one, Dan?
Mm.
That was her big... I'm telling you, it was her biggest hit. I think it...
Yeah,
that's the biggest hit she had.
Right.
Because, you know, I sounded exactly like her there.
Yeah, you did. I went, whoa.
Crystal Waters is in the room. Ann Rodman's here. How's it going?
I'm honored.
That was my Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, I'm wearing a wedding dress. Suddenly he's Southern.
Yeah.
My Dennis Rodman is Southern.
And still wearing that wedding dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing a wedding dress.
What is he, Sam Elliott now? What the hell is that? All right, here's a 336 area code requests this. Manhattan's legendary classic. We've played that one several times.
Very nice.
Fly. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
Hey, listen, congratulations on that anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
That is remarkable, and you motivated me to stop as well.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that, Mike.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I got a guy here, a Philadelphia guy. Spent a lot of time with the Delphonics. This is Major Harris. Love Won't Let Me Wait.
Yeah, well, this is a great song.
Till I see the morning sun creep through your window pane. 'Cause love won't let me wait. Not one more minute, baby. The time is right.
Yeah.
Turn down the light.
All right, Mike.
All right. Thank you so much.
Beautiful stuff. Thanks for the call, Mike. I mean it. I appreciate it. Take care.
Take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right, there you go. All right. Here's Steve on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
You would like this entire album. It's called Rhythm, Country, and Blues, where they put a country singer and an R&B singer together.
Ooh.
But Travis Tritt and Patti LaBelle with When Something's Wrong with My Baby.
Whoa. All right. This is good, Steve.
It's good.
It's now. So this is like a. Is this a compilation album?
Yes, it is.
Who else is on it?
Oh, let me see. They've got one with. See if I can find it here. I got it. They've got one with Conway Twitty, and God, I can't remember who it is now.
Well, that's okay. You sold me on it, Steve.
Yeah, you got to listen to it just one time. You'll love it.
Sounds great, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Have a good weekend. Wow, that was good. Dan, did you find the Crystal Waters song that was her actual big hit?
Yeah, I remember this.
This song. I wasn't a big club guy,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, in my 20s, if I did attempt to go to a club, and I did, a few times, my friends and I would go, this song, you couldn't walk into a club without this thing playing at that time, because it was in the 80s, 87 or something. I'm like 23, 24 years old. La da dee la da.
Crystal Waters?
Crystal Waters. Here? That was me. Yeah, that was no, that was actually me.
Oh.
It wasn't Crystal Waters.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, I got to give this one out because this is awesome. This is a dedication. Margaret says that she wants to dedicate this song to my nephew and his fiance, who are getting married this weekend.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yay, they're getting married this weekend. So Margaret dedicates this to her nephew and her fiance getting married this weekend. Al Green.
I'll never be. Loving you weather, and the good, the bad, happy or sad.
Have I mentioned to you that I missed the opportunity to see Reverend Al Green preach?
Like a sermon?
Yeah.
When?
On my first honeymoon.
Was he just...
Outside of Memphis. He runs a church. He's a reverend.
Oh, okay.
And it's open to the public. And right. We were like, we're going to go see Al Green. We got to go see Al Green. And we didn't go.
Oh. Well, good job.
It's not my fault. My ex-wife. No, it wasn't her fault. I think we were, to be quite honest, I think we were too hungover.
That should have meant you were to go to the church. You're so hungover.
Yeah. Okay. That's another great thing about being sober for a year. I haven't been hungover in a year.
Yeah?
So that's pretty great. All right. Hey, let's talk to Steve Grzanich. Opening bell is next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What is R2-D2 in there with you?
Yes, R2-D2's here. I was actually going to do something else because you were just playing Al Green, and I was going to let you hear one of my ringtones.
Oh. Well, one of your ringtones is R2-D2?
One of them. But this is another one.
That's the president,
yeah,
man.
Remember that?
Yeah, of course I remember that.
Yeah, and then of course R2-D2.
I didn't know you were a dork.
I'm a big dork.
Okay, all right.
Huge dork. See, we learn something about each other every day.
That's right.
Big dork. Congratulations, by the way,
Thank you. I appreciate
big
that.
Big deal. It is a big deal. Don't.
Thanks. I'm not going to go on about it. You
it's
know.
A big deal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The opening bell's next. Some free portfolio advice for you. Are you sitting on retirement money? Are you wondering if your 401k is doing the right thing? We're going to talk to Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management, as we do every Friday. We've got a lot to talk about. Brexit, the Federal Reserve. And then coming up at 5:30, if you think Bermuda might be a place to stash your money, you think, again, at least they're trying to run a PR campaign telling people, hey, it's okay, we're not really cheating the world. And that's coming up at 5:30. All next on the opening bell.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. I'll see you Monday. Yes. We got my dad telling a joke, and movie reviews, and more. Maybe you want to play a round of pop-up video on Monday?
Sure.
All right. We'll do
I'll
that.
I'll have to watch them.
We'll do that. We'll play another round of pop-up video. Esmeralda, we'll talk to you on Monday.
See ya.
All right. The news is next on WGN.